Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's another Tuesday, which means it's another episode of The Salty Sisters. I'm Brianna.
I'm Kristen. I'm feeling salty today.
Extra salt, please.
Grr. Very annoyed.
Rainy days on Mondays always get her down.
Oh. What's happening?
Hi. How was your week? Your weekend? God, don't you just fucking hate when people ask you that? Like, when you go back to the office on Wednesdays, are people like, how was your weekend?
I mean, I work with such a small group of people that they, like, really do care about my weekend. And we know enough about each other where when somebody's like, oh, we went out on the boat, you know, like, about their boat and blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I know you don't like things like that for sure.
It's because, yeah, I just don't think anybody ever listens. If I do, on the rare occasion, actually give, like, a response versus, like, good, I just feel like I just see the glaze go over in people's eyes. And it's like, why the fuck did you even ask me?
Yeah, you know? No, for sure.
Can I say at least our, our morsel of good news that is, like, confirmed about the camper?
Oh, why are you whispering that?
I don't know. Psycho. I know. Well, great news from the Wyman household is that after weeks and weeks of a fucking, like, camper debacle and, like, can my car tow this? Can it not tow this? We finally found the camper that is going to work, put the deposit down, and when we get back from California, it's ours.
Big life moment here, people.
Big, big day, big day. So that's really exciting.
Yes, it's very cute. It's very you guys.
Mark already bought a sewing machine so he can start making things for it. Who's the woman now, am I right?
Mark, we're at, like, dinner the other night. He's like, I've been wanting a sewing machine for 10 years. I'm like, dude, like, if you're wanting something for 10 years, why don't you just feel fucking free to pull the fucking trigger?
Isn't this amazing? This goes back to how I always feel about money and buying things where, I mean, this sewing machine that he ended up buying, it was like $115.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
Right.
Okay. But yet, you know, we'll go to Spring and Porter on Friday for happy hour and drop that on happy hour, like mm-hmm. BFD. It's just funny, the things that we don't even think twice about spending money on and the things that we do.
Yes.
You know?
I do.
Yeah. So I know, big life moment for him.
But yeah, congrats on the camper. This is very exciting because they typically camp out of their car and they have a great setup. But now they'll be able to actually use their car and have just a mobile home, basically.
Yes. I wonder what we'll name it. People do that.
Ours is named Cougar.
Wow, wow.
Because that's the brand.
It works.
Yeah. It's great news. They're also rearing up for a vacation. They leave tomorrow.
Well, yeah. 5:50 in the morning, our flight takes off, and Traverse City is an hour and 15 minutes away. So I was having a lot of anxiety about this last night, mainly Walter, because the last time we had to leave this early, which was so long ago, but he, like, cried in the bathroom. So I told Mark, we need to have the car packed up, like, ready to go by the time we, like, wake up at 2 in the morning.
Oh, my God. What a fucking night.
So, I mean, I'm all for not going to bed. It's fine. I can't wait to update all of you on this debacle.
I can't wait till you get sick when you come back because of lack of sleep. their household, they got, like, momentarily sick again last week. I'm like, do you guys have, like, a toddler I don't know about? Like, why are you guys sick all the time?
I feel like I was talking to my boss today and I'm like, thank you so much for, like, listening to this month ish of, like, nonstop fucking drama. It's like every week there's something else. Like, we're sick, our house window got busted. It's just there's been something every week. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. We both feel pretty much 100% healthy. So.
That's great. I think I can firmly say, like, Phil and I made it through.
Oh, yeah.
Catch your sickness. So, whew.
Phew.
Anyways, what the fuck are we clicking on?
I'm clicking on / listening to / apologizing to Kristen Cavallari. I unfollowed her podcast. I stopped listening to her podcast because mainly due to the fact of the amount of ads she has on her show and I don't know. It got a little old, but you had told me, as we talked about last week, to go listen to her episode about them with the Montana boys. And which led me to basically catch up on the last, like, 3 or 4 episodes with her. And I will be honest, I found joy.
Excellent. Well, you know what? It's really hard to find good podcasts right now. So, yeah.
Like, she seems so happy. And you know what I caught myself doing is, like, judging her for dating this boy who's 24 or 25. I'm sure I talked about it on the podcast. And, like, shut the fuck up. me and like everybody else.
Right. Like, hey, like, why doesn't she go back to dating Jay fucking Cutler? Okay.
Right.
The fucking drip of a man.
I mean, then we have who I didn't, this is in my, I guess, sort of clickable, is we got fucking like, what's his butt's daughter who's 21 dating like a 67 year old?
I'm going to need you to use fucking names. I don't know what's his butt means.
Oh, what's her? It's a, she's the daughter of Richard Simmons and Kimora Lee Simmons.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I think they have like, yeah. It's their daughter who is, I think she's 20, brand new 21. And she's dating this restaurateur who I think is 67.
It's healthy.
And do you want to know how many times I saw that? Saw that on a headline? Maybe once. But yet, Kristen Cavallari, who is my age, dating a 24-year-old, all I see is his age in parentheses and her age. So society and myself, like, be better. She seems very happy. This relationship seems legit. He seems, you know, from the little I heard on the podcast, like, he has a good head on his shoulders. And Kristen Cavallari is doing just fine. So, like, I apologize for being so fucking judgy.
Nice.
But this does lead me to a question to ask you. Did you listen to the episode where she talked about, like, seeing the medium?
No.
Okay. Is that something? I was talking to Adi a lot about this over the weekend. Do you think that that's something that you would ever do?
What is, like, a medium? Just, like, a,
you know,
fortune teller?
Well, come in.
Crystal ball? Like, I don't know what that is.
No, it's like you go talk to somebody and they have connections to, like, the other side.
You want to try to talk to dad?
Well, so our friend Tyler has done it and had a good experience. Adi said she's done it before with her aunt, like, several years ago. And I don't know. I'm intrigued. They can't, like, guarantee you that whoever you want to talk to is going to come through, but they could.
Well, I guess this is goes into a deeper conversation about, like, what you actually believe in and that kind of thing. I don't know that I would do it.
Cool.
But I mean, if you do it and you talk to dad, let me know.
I had the opportunity to do it over Christmas and I chickened out.
Oh.
Or like when we were back in December.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I chickened out. So we'll see.
Wow.
Let us know your thoughts. What else are you clicking on?
Let's see here. OJ Simpson died last week and I don't care. But what I did see was Caitlyn Jenner said, and I'm not like a big C Jenner fan. She just is like kind of annoying to me. I don't really agree with her politics, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, she tweeted #good riddance, # OJ Simpson, which I really fucking appreciate.
Do you think it's weird that Caitlyn Jenner, isn't she like, I mean, I know she's a Republican, but was she at one point a Trump supporter?
I'd have to look back at the archives.
Okay. I just always find it interesting with her being trans that she could get on board with those politics, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. I'll wait for Coachella. Bridget Jones 4 is coming out. Did you ever get into those movies?
Oh my God. I think I maybe saw the first one and like something I didn't seek out, but at the time I was probably just, did you?
I do remember seeing the first one. Definitely read the book. Renee Zellweger, I saw a photo. It looks great.
Good for her.
I have some Lala stuff. Oh, I wanted to say, side note, last week when I said Phil and I stayed at a great hotel in Lexington, I called it the Winchester, which is actually a bar we used to go to in Grand Rapids, and it's the Manchester. So if anybody was seeking out that hotel in Lexington, FYI.
For sales.
Jesus Christ. Coachella happened last weekend.
Man, Coachella for the most part was in my unclickables. I obviously, does it even count as clicking? I mean, I saw the Taylor and Travis stuff.
Yeah. TNT,
which
Coachella version.
You and I talked a lot about if I was sick of seeing it. And my response was, I'm sick of seeing the same things. You know, if I have to see those three pictures of them standing in the crowd and like white people dancing and of just moving back and forth and like lifting their arms a lot, like magazines and like Instagram accounts just seem so desperate for content on those two that it just isn't good. So does that mean I'm sick of it? I guess maybe to a point, but I don't know.
Yeah, seems like they had a great time. Lainey Gossip has some good vids. He was picking her up at one point so she could see better. A couple other ones that I enjoyed that were better than the Instagram ones I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe since I didn't like seek out any more information, I don't know, maybe that says something. Here's my question. Do you think people that go to Coachella, do you think it's mainly, I'm going to use the term celebrities here loosely, but influencers, celebrities, that type of people? Or do you think there's a lot of common folk there? Like if you and I went to Coachella?
I think there's like definitely probably a lot of common folk there. but then it's like an influencer haven as well. And so I'm sure it's a good mixed bag.
It's just a, not confusing, but it's interesting that you see, I mean, Taylor Swift is the biggest celebrity basically in the world, and she's just in the crowds with people. And I would not have expected that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, I didn't know if there was, I mean, it seemed to be a lot of famous people around her in general, but
yeah,
I just didn't know.
Overall, the lineup seemed kind of like a snooze fest, but the clips I've seen, it really looked good. And there were a lot of celebrity cameos on stage. Justin Bieber hopped on stage last night or the night before with somebody I didn't know. Olivia Rodriguez?
Rodrigo.
Is it Rodrigo?
Yeah.
Okay. Was on with No Doubt.
It's pretty cute. I didn't watch it, but I just saw the pictures.
She's just cool.
Yeah, and she's like adorable.
Billie Eilish was on with Lana Del Rey, and they sounded really good. They were singing Video Games. Are you a Lana Del Rey fan?
No.
Got it. She's got some pretty good songs that I've always enjoyed. I don't know if you saw that Will Smith came on.
Sure did.
He sounded so good. He sang Men in Black, and I'm totally here for it. I was like smiling.
Did you just say here for it?
Yeah.
Fuck off. I see, and this is my problem, is I didn't go watch any of the performances or like cameos. I just saw who they were, but I would go watch that, like the Will Smith.
He was so good.
He, you know, fucking late 90s, early aughts, Will Smith had a bangers.
I wish you would never say bangers.
I wish I wouldn't either. And this is the problem when I jokingly make fun of sayings, is they kind of start to creep into my regular vocabulary. So I apologize.
It's okay. I'm going to be okay. That's really all my Coachella news. It's going on next weekend too, I think, everybody. So cool. Things I'm not clicking on. I've meant to ask you this because you're a big Wheel of Fortune fan. Are you excited for Ryan Seacrest to be the host?
No, I'm very angry about Ryan Seacrest being the host. I think he is the absolute worst choice to be a host. And I don't know what this says about our Wheel of Fortune future. I don't want to watch a show with him on every day. Are you serious? Does he not have enough things?
It's all about the money.
This is like if Jeff Probst retires and some fucking like Travis Kelce becomes the host or something.
By the way, he is hosting.
I know. I have that.
Yeah, okay.
Boo. I am disappointed.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I am not happy about the Ryan Seacrest thing. Looks like I got till about June 7th.
Is Pat Sajak retiring?
Yeah.
Cool.
And he filmed his last episode, which airs, it's either the 6th or the 7th of June that it airs. So God, end of an era.
Talk about something. I just don't really care about Wheel of Fortune, but...
I mean, I've always liked Wheel of Fortune, but like all of a sudden Mark and I have gotten into like Jeopardy a lot, where we've caught up on like the last two or three tournaments they've had since November. Real good. You know who's a great host? Ken Jennings.
Mm.
Good. Yes. Yep.
Other things I'm not clicking on. anything. I hate this girl's name, JoJo Siwa. I'm so tired of her.
Interesting.
Did you see her on Call Her Daddy?
No.
She had on this fucking hat with like strings of pearls hanging down from the bill. And she showed up in a car that was covered with her face.
Yeah, that's her thing.
I am done with her. She seems almost a bit conceited.
So I have a lot of questions about JoJo Siwa. I've never understood her. Every time I used to see her with that fucking bow in her hair and like her hair back so tight that it just looked like it was painful. Didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But then she went on Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. which I really liked her on Dancing with the Stars, and then Special Forces. And her whole thing right now is interesting to me. She is legit best friends with Tyler Cameron and very good friends now with Nick Viall.
Sure.
So she was on his pod again, Nick Viall's, and he asked her to change her car because everybody knows it's her. I didn't realize she had her whole car covered in her face. I don't know how I feel about this. Her new era, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
She is doing it for the attention, obviously, but on purpose. You know, she's comparing herself a lot to Miley Cyrus and what Miley did back in, you know, like 2013, whenever the Miley kind of, you know, with the twerking and stuff. So I don't know how I feel about it. I hated that outfit she was wearing, but she's like doing this all for attention. So she's clearly doing something right.
Call Her Daddy always... She teases her guests, and most people can guess them. And when she teased this guest, I read through like 10 or 20 of the comments, and nobody was happy about it. Like, seems like a lot of people are just over.
Yeah, I don't think, would I ever like seek out her music or whatever she's doing now? Absolutely not. But you know, she's going to be on like a podcast I listen to. I'll listen to it.
Well, maybe you should go give this a listen. Alex Cooper is one of the biggest podcasters out there.
In my not clicking, as I mentioned, Coachella, and then anything having to do, are you serious that we're still hearing about this? Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan's divorce from fucking years ago. Are you serious?
Well, she's trying to get money.
I understand.
Magic Mike films.
I mean.
Did you ever see those movies?
Fuck no, I didn't see those movies. I'm sure I would have liked the first one, but speaking of those movies and Joe Manganiello, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. I've never liked him. His face annoys me. And now every time I like go on Apple Fitness, he must have a class or something on there now. So it's his face that I see when I log into Apple Fitness, and it's annoying. Anyways, I don't care about them. She will make an appearance at some point on The Resident that you're watching. So keep your eye peeled for that. I am plastic.
Wait, who's she?
Jenna Dewan.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Although she's married to that super hot guy that he was really hot when he's on Shameless. Cute. Adorable. He was on Shameless for a bit.
I don't think he was. Steve Katz or something? The Broadway star?
Yeah, no, I think he was on. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Next, don't fact check me.
I don't watch Shameless. I think it's stupid.
I don't know if this has been on your feed a lot or if this is just another bad algorithm, but where are all these conjoined twins coming out of the woodwork from?
I don't want to talk about it.
Cool. Not clicking on, and I would honestly respect the internet if this stopped showing up on any sort of feed. I don't understand. That's all.
In fact, I accidentally listened to the Lala podcast the other day. Well, I was strictly looking for her comment she was making about, and if you don't like me this season, but you liked me last season, I don't care. And sorry, that was a really obnoxious rendition. I apologize. But as I was like clicking through her podcast, like legit fast forwarding, she started to talk about the conjoined twins and I just wanted to fucking kill myself. So,
yep. What else are you not clicking on?
That's about it.
Cool. All right, let's get into it.
I unfollowed Lala. She's not somebody I'm enjoying anymore. And I'm really just not enjoying Vanderpump Rules this season. I've tried to force myself to say I am, but I'm just not.
Kristen and I made the mistake on Friday of, after like some cocktails and just having a really fun day, we kind of just dipped our toe in the Vanderpump conversation and probably just went off on a lot of things. But I informed Kristen on Friday that I have also since unfollowed Lala and also Sheena and Raquel, who I am just embarrassed that I still followed. Is that it? I think that's it.
It just seems to me like the show is just not fun. I watched the last episode and I was so bored. I actually fast forward through the paintball fight.
It's real tough. I definitely don't think it's fun to watch anymore really either. But on top of that, I find it just makes me mad watching it. Like listening to Lala, I think this episode was the final straw for me because of how Lala was talking to Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch, are you serious?
I know. It makes me mad too. And I get it. It's just reality TV. And this is the whole point of it. But like hearing the way, like you said, she was talking to Katie and just contradicting herself over and over again. For example, saying to Katie that my life doesn't need to make sense to you, but yet for some reason Ariana's life has to make sense to Lala. Mm-hmm. And that's all Lala talks about. It's she drags Ariana for it, and it's just kind of baffling.
Like throughout this whole scandal, I've respected Ariana, and not, you know, obviously we see it on the show, but really she hasn't publicly come out against anybody and been like, well, fuck this person. And while I respect her, and I'm sure it's classy for her to not like say anything negative about like Lala especially and Sheena right now, I almost wish she would.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just maddening, right? Like, what does our unfollows do to these people? Nothing. But there is no other way to, like, there's nothing else we can do to them besides unfollow them.
We can't take control any other way.
Yeah, you know, will they notice the one follow missing? Probably not. But yeah.
I don't need to see Lala trying to be friends with Joe. Again,
so fucking weird.
Yeah. Nobody cares that you think Joe's harmless. Like, Joe hurt some people that you're supposed to love. And they can be hurt by that. They can still be hurt by that. They could die on that sword being hurt. Who, like, what's the problem?
I wasn't even going to mention this, but I went and listened to the fucking Rachel podcast, which I said I was done with. But I only did it because I saw she had Joe on. And Joe made a fucking comment on there about how, like, Lala is just wonderful. And, you know, they're not, like, close, but she considers her, like, one of the people that she would like be friends with off of the show. If that isn't surprising to you, you need to like go rewatch the show because it was shocking.
And the fact that Joe said she didn't know about Rachel and Tom, but then she also immediately said after that she thought Tom and Ariana were broken up means of course she knew about Tom and Rachel. Like,
and that this was the one podcast she would do was the fucking Rachel podcast or the Billy Lee podcast. It confirms everything. Unless she is the most fucking idiotic person on the planet, how could you not know? And honestly, at this point, it doesn't, like, she can deny it or not deny it, but, like, oh my God. The part about this Rachel podcast that her and Joe were still going off on is that both of them were talking about VPR, obviously, and how neither of them still understand how Raquel Rachel is still being talked about on this show. Yet her fucking podcast now has turned into a Vanderpump rewatch where all she does is talk shit about it. Who listens to this podcast on purpose? I couldn't listen to the whole thing. It made me want to like bleed out my ears. Nick Vile was talking shit about it on his podcast, saying he doesn't think anything she says is coming from her mouth, that she still has a team of people who are just feeding her these bullshit things to say because she doesn't have a brain. He didn't say that part. I did, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's just it's embarrassing.
This could have been a season for Joe, a redemption season. Mm-hmm. She said she wanted to come on to tell her story. Absolutely, she could have been. I was honestly starting to feel a little bit bad for her. Is she weird? Yeah, she's fucking weird. But then she goes and does this shit. And nah, done.
Yeah. I don't know.
The whole paintballing scene, while it was so boring, it was disgusting. It's disgusting to me that Lala and Sheena are there. It's so weird. And the season is just really making me mad.
Wait, why is it disgusting?
Because, like, they even went to this stupid event where Sandoval was going to be, where he showed up with his duffel bag full of paintballing equipment. Like, this is the person still, you guys... You're not even going to paintball and you're going to just sit here and watch everybody paintball with this fucking clown?
I know. Yeah. Ariana called it pretty good when she was like, oh, so there's text chains that I'm not on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly.
James continues to be a highlight for me. I did LOL at some things and Katie's just magnificent. Ariana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did appreciate Sheena's looks this episode. She had on some baggy pants with a more appropriate crop top, and I liked it. And this fertility journey, not interested in it. What are you wearing, Stepford wife, Lala? Like, what are you wearing? I don't know. I'm just so off the Lala train.
Train I never thought I'd be off of.
It's so true. You want to talk Valley?
Sure. We had Kristen and Phil over for dinner last night, and then the four of us watched The Valley, the latest episode. And talk about a show that makes me so mad, but... I can't even be mad at it because it's Jax and we know how Jax is. And so nothing he does or says should be surprising. But, you know, I don't know what else I can say about this show. The couple that are already basically divorced. He is so gross. Kristen and Luke, we were talking about this last night, that this also could have been like Kristen's redemption show. And I genuinely was excited to see her. But she is just not making herself look good. Luke isn't making himself look good. I don't know, man. It's tough.
I love this show so much. I find this whole Jax and Brittany thing fascinating. The fact that they just don't really like each other.
No.
And he seems completely unattracted to her, like her, which is so sad. He's like, I guess I could try to compliment her more. Like, she's stating that they haven't had sex but more than like 2 times in a year. And I just can't believe they're like, letting camera see all this.
I mean, I even saw on Instagram yesterday that it was their kid's birthday and they were both posing in pictures together. It's so weird.
Well, I did listen to her on Not Skinny But Not Fat, Amanda Hirsch's podcast. And I sometimes have a hard time with that podcast because Amanda Hirsch is just so, sometimes she bothers me and it's just my own fault. She does a really good job. I just can't pinpoint it, but she did so good interviewing Brittany, like with just asking like really good questions, and Brittany was just answering them all, and she was talking about how they spent Easter together and they still do the podcast, and Brittany was saying like on the way to the podcast she puts her headphones in, they don't speak, and then they get to the podcast studio, they do the podcast, and if they do speak they end up fighting, but like during Easter it's such a special holiday, so they held it together, like it's special for her.
Sorry,
or whatever,
that's fine.
What the fuck?
No, I just have never heard of somebody be like, Easter's just a real important holiday for our family. Sorry, continue.
That's because you're a heathen.
I know.
Most people think it's special, asshole. Really?
Okay, sorry, continue.
Christ rose that day, Brie.
Zombies.
And then they lost more followers. And so it was just an interesting lesson. It just seems like she's pretty much done because it just seems like Jax doesn't want to do any of the things to make it better. And I don't know. I just like the show. I feel really sad for their son. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him, like why he can't speak anymore. I find all the couples pretty fun to watch. While Kristen's a train wreck, it's still fun to watch.
It's true.
Why was she wearing Birkenstocks with that nice dress? I have questions. I love it. I'll just can't wait to watch more.
And maybe this is what Housewives is like. I just find it personally a little bit tougher to watch because unlike the beginning seasons of Vanderpump when all these people were like 23, 24, etc., now they're in their 40s. And I think that's why it's just ridiculous to watch. But also you have the Housewives. So maybe I'm just missing like a little bit of a age disconnect. I'm not really sure what I'm trying to say here, but it's a good watch and it fills in the gaps that I need from Vanderpump, which is the authentic drama, but you know what I mean, where it's just good entertaining drama where it's not just like I'm yelling at the TV. I don't know,
you're not quite as invested in these new characters yet.
Yeah.
So it's like a no strings attached watch.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
I'm here to help.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think, and Brittany said too when they were talking about the Valley that, you know, it's hard to get into the new characters. And she's like, as it goes on, you know, you'll get more into him. And totally, like, I'm getting more into him. So,
yeah, I mean, when you think about it, it's been, what, 4 episodes? And we already, like, last night we're saying we like the Miss America girl and her husband because they seem like they actually like each other, unlike most of the other people on the show.
Yeah. So. And, like, I think the Janet and Jason, while they're kind of boring because she's, like, pregnant, I kind of like them. I like that they all seem to have jobs for the most part. Like, that guy, one guy's a lawyer. Anyways.
Yeah,
I don't really know what else we can say about the Valley, but I like it.
I don't really have any other big things that I'm watching. I'm still really behind, well, a couple episodes behind on Grey's. I did finish The Americans finally. What a good fucking show. So now at the gym, I'm floundering. My Netflix got turned off because they finally caught on to mom sharing passwords. So I started watching The Good Wife over again, and I'm still watching it. It's a great show.
It is, but it just gets so, like, repetitive. I don't know. I think Phil and I tried watching it and just ended up losing it. I watched some more Sex and the City. This might have only been the second episode. And it was the Modelizer episode.
Is that the one with Trump in it?
No. No. Okay. There's, like, it's just kind of problematic, the way they talk about models and that they're, like, mostly stupid. And like the men who sleep with them. And then they have the one guy, Carrie's friend, who's like this artist who like records all of his sex with the models without them knowing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, this did not age well.
I don't think anything in that show has or will age well, you mm-hmm. know? And it's just another example of a show that just could not make it today.
Right.
Here's the thing. When I go back and watch these shows, I think The Office is another example of something that would not be made today. No. I don't ever, like, feel bad for, like, watching it and, like, laughing at the things that I shouldn't laugh at. Just putting it out there.
Right.
You know?
Oh, by the way, everybody, I watched Roadhouse. I don't think I brought this up last week.
You guys will remember. Hold on. Let me take you back a few episodes when I was talking shit about Roadhouse. And Kristen's like, but it got 85% on Rotten
Tomatoes. Like 69%.
Whatever. Continue.
It was terrible. It was awful. There's nothing more I can say about it. The end. Don't do it. And then, like, the next day, Phil's like, should we watch the original? And I'm like, I need a minute to, like...
Is it Sylvester Stallone in the
Patrick
original?
Swayze.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, I think we watched some good throwbacks this weekend. And Mark and I watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And
classic.
So classic. It made me... I went and ate a bowl of cereal after I watched it because of the Cheerios, you know?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, cool. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. When they're... little and in the bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah. And then we also watched The American President. Mom, that one's for you. So good.
Annette Bening, Michael Douglas.
I keep thinking about the upcoming election. Oh, we also just watched Air Force One. If we start a campaign to like just write in Harrison Ford and get enough people to do it, you know, maybe. I would say Michael Douglas, but he's too fucking old.
Harrison Ford's pretty old too. Well, he's not any older than any of those other clowns.
That's true.
Did you watch the eclipse?
No, I was in a meeting when the eclipse happened. So I witnessed it get a little bit dark, and that was about it.
Do you think that it's a bit much to say the path of totality? It's a bit like Earth ending, right?
Oh, God.
That's like what the places who got total, like, eclipsed were called. Like,
yeah.
I think path of totality.
I did see a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but like at least a couple of crazy crime stories that the people blamed on the eclipse.
Interesting.
So you guys watched it.
We went outside and we didn't have glasses. So we like went in the car and waited till it went under the clouds, because then you could actually kind of see it, and it was fine.
Got it.
It also looked like the same thing when there was a crescent moon the other night, and you could kind of see the outline of the entire moon. I'm like, well, that's kind of what the eclipse looks like.
I'm really glad I don't have to read any more about glasses. Where can I find the glasses? Stuff like that just doesn't really get me like super excited, but I appreciate it.
Me either.
Do you have anything else that you watched over the weekend that you want to share?
I don't.
All right. Okay. Well, since Mark and I leave for California Wednesday, we are going to be off a week since, you know, I'm not going to take a break and record. So we'll be back in 2 weeks and we'll have just a lot of fun stuff to update everybody on. As always, thank you for listening. You know where to find us. Salty Sisters, Instagram. Boom.
Bye.
Bye.